Hello, Dale. Welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me, Marlene.
Why did you create Can Do Learning?
Well, I started in the teaching industry, but I realised that it was a very localised business in many ways. You see, English is such an international language, there was no reason that it couldn't be done online, given the proper materials and lessons. Many other courses are taught online, and languages do not have to be an exception.
Did you expect the success that you now enjoy, or was it more precarious at the beginning?
Well, no, I didn't expect it to be this big, but I did certainly hope that it would be. You see, Can Do Learning revolutionised the language teaching business by offering courses through videos and correcting pronunciation through online recordings. We have a department dedicated to listening to the samples sent in by the students and correcting their diction. This same department also interacts with the students who choose to have a one-hour conversation class over the phone.
What was the most important moment in the development of your business?
Well, it would have to be the diction and conversation department. We were the first business to incorporate this idea on a mass scale, and the results have been very positive. We record corrections showing exactly where the student have made mistakes, allowing them to auto-correct themselves. This way they participate as well in the learning process and flourish as pupils and as future English speakers.
Did you have anyone who inspired you?
As a matter of fact, yes. There is a gentleman who wrote a book on how to deal with people that influenced me greatly. We use his techniques when correcting students and helping them to grow. You see, while we obviously correct students, we try to stay away from criticising them. Criticising students leads to resentment and doesn't accomplish anything in the end.
Will you continue to fight for the rights and reputation of online learning sites?
Well, that is a definite yes. I understand the stigma that online courses may be impersonal, but they have their place, and it is just that, a stigma. And the fact that the course is not a class where you sit at a desk with other students does not make the course worse in any way.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you once again for joining us, Dale. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
It certainly has been a pleasure. Thank you, Marlene.